Andrew. Hey, baddies. Welcome back to Husky Happenings on WHUS Stores. It's me, Zosha.
This is me, Andrew.
And today we are joined by a special guest, one of our very own, Jake. Jake, introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jake. I'm a freshman here at UConn, and I know Andrew and Zosha.
Yes.
So today he's going to be our guest. Today, our main topic, we're going to be talking about Halloween weekend, the goods, the bads,
just
the costumes.
The overview. Yeah. Everything, so much happened. So we're going to do a major debrief. So
also, we're going to touch a little bit on basketball tickets because I know some of you are down bad to get them. So
They're hard to get. Okay. So starting with our little Halloween recap. Halloween was crazy. Like, yeah. One word, describe Halloween, Jake.
Chaotic, messy.
Yeah. I would say like chaotic low-key, especially the Friday.
Yeah. I didn't realize how like big it was on like a college campus. Like, people go like feral. Like, it was like next level, but it was also very entertaining and there was so much like to do, so much going on. Yeah.
It was kind of sad that Halloween fell on Thursday. So, like, I didn't get the chance to go out Thursday because I was personally, like, studying for quizzes and exams that I had on Thursday and Friday. So, unfortunately, I did not get to go out Thursday. But I feel like Friday and Saturday is when everybody, like, went the hardest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And then, I would say along, like, Thursday, I feel like I didn't have time and like plans like fell through, but Friday I would say was probably like, that's when I feel like I saw the most people on campus, definitely like going around and just the whole weekend.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's like hard like during the week because like, I mean, I lucked out. I didn't really have classes Friday, but even like in my classes on Friday that I did have, it was, like, no one there.
Literally,
but, yeah. Like, it's okay. This is, like, 1 week of the year, like, special holiday. But yeah, I don't know. It was still fun, though.
Definitely, okay. Yeah.
I saw a lot of different costumes. So, what were your guys's best and worst, like, favorite, and which one was, like, your least favorite? And then after that, which one was the most seen, and which one was, like, most unique? Because I saw a lot of the same ones. Like,
well, okay, so I'll go. I would say, like, I personally love, like, the niche costumes. Like, the costumes from, like, TikTok videos or, like, Fish Girl, Nina.
Yes, yes.
Just vote. Yeah. I know I'm going to be out, so just vote. But,
yeah.
Like, I saw, like, one of those on TikTok. I thought that was hilarious. So, like, any of, like, the memes or, like, small, like, niche ones, I always find so hilarious. But I don't know, I'm personally not a fan of, like, I don't know, like, prisoners, cops, like...
Oh.
The pop...
Jake was a cop, so...
Yeah, me and my roommate were both a cop. And Zosha was a combat cutie, so we were both
No, but, like,
public.
You guys looked good, but I have to say it was
there
definitely
was a lot. It repeated.
The most popular. It was repeated.
Yeah, I saw that a lot.
Along with, like, the leopards, the cats,
yes,
the party
animals.
It was
really cute, but... I mean, like, people ate. They looked cute. But I did see so many. Like, so, so many.
I think everybody looked really good. Like, I never saw a look that didn't look
I know. Everyone
good.
Kind of, like, ate their costume.
But there were so many Disney princesses. And I think partly it's because it's the easiest to throw out. Throw on a crown, a corset, and, like, a skirt to go along with it and say, like,
so close.
And put on, like, a crown and say...
I'm a princess.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
But I do have to agree with Andrew that the niche costumes were really, like, a big hit for me. Like,
they're the best.
The Raisin Bran
from
Victorious and Tebow from iCarly.
Like, I am always a big fan of the Tebows.
Yes. But there were, like, so many princesses, Greek goddesses. Those were, like, the main two. But I feel like, Sailor.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of people were,
Party
World, what is it? I know his, like, it's like Josh something. It's like World of T-shirts. This is your name.
Oh my God,
yeah. I saw so many. Like, I think, like, 2 out of 10 guys I saw were literally always one.
And, like,
were him.
Don't get me wrong, y'all looked really good, but, like,
we need some originality up in here. Mm-hmm. Like, I like, yeah, I like the meme ones too, like niche funny. Like, because if you get it, it's so funny.
Wait, what did you guys go as for Halloween?
Okay, so I was lemon meringue. And this year, honestly, I was surprised. I thought that was like going to be original, and I saw a lot of strawberry shortcake dolls. But it was cute. Not as many as like princess. And I feel like it's a little bit different. Like you got to put a little bit more into it. But I was lemon meringue, and I was a combat cutie too. And then I was a fireball cowboy, cowgirl.
Oh, that was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I was trying to work it with what I had, because getting the stuff for Halloween, it can low key be really expensive.
No, literally.
It's pricey.
My Amazon shopping cart was like $130, and I didn't even buy that much. And I realized that, well, I was planning to go out Thursday, but then I decided to be a responsible student and go to my 6 to 9 chem lab. Oh. So I was going to go as Pink Panther that night, but then the second night I went as, which was Friday, I went as a cop, and then Saturday I went as an angel. Which, I feel like my angel costume definitely could have been, like, a bit better. But that was also
it
for
was
the...
cute, though.
That was for the Darty that was on Saturday.
Yeah.
So I feel like nobody really, like, goes all out for, like, day.
I have to say, your cop one was definitely the best.
It was good. And I loved it. It was so bright, so we could find you. You were, like, a flashlight.
Oh, yeah, we couldn't lose you.
We could not lose you.
I'm You're... sure you guys wouldn't be able to lose me anyways, because...
You were in a trackable distance.
But I loved your lemon meringue costume, because even though it was still like a corset and a top, it saw you like ate so hard, so especially with like the bows in your hair, because I know that a lot of people that went as like strawberry shortcake, lemon meringue, like blueberry pie, is that who it is?
Blueberry buckle. Blueberry buckle or orange, it's like orange blossom.
I feel like so many of those people just wore like a blue tube top or like a red tube top and like, you know, some like red shorts and called it a day. But like, I do have to say the corset and like skirt for the lemon meringue, like actually like that ate so hard.
Yeah.
It was really good. Whereas like a lot of the other, costumes with like the corset and top, like I would never be able to guess what they were based on.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I planned on going out like more out, but I was on a budget and I was trying to use what I had, and it was a little bit, I don't want to say last minute, because I knew what I was going to do, like, ahead of time, but I kind of waited to last minute to kind of, like, plan it out, but it's fine.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, Andrew, what were you?
All right, I had...
Most iconic.
Well, I actually had three, but I only wore two.
Mm-hmm.
So, the one I didn't wear was my priest, because, don't get me wrong, I really thought it would be funny, but it just didn't look good on me.
You can go around bless everyone.
Yeah, like, some people need holy water, but...
For real.
Like, that was, I just didn't want to wear it, really, so I just reused my same costume from Friday, which was Mr. Potato Head.
Who lost his nose.
Oh, yeah, I lost my nose, so
still, if anyone finds Mr. Potato Head's nose, return it to Andrew.
Yes, please, I need it back.
Yeah.
But I had that, and then it wasn't really, like, a costume, but...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, Buzz Ball, I just wore, like, a shirt and a hat, so...
Yeah.
But, like, I mainly did Mr. Potato Head, and I low-key really liked it, because it was, like, it was easy to put on, take off.
I did not see a single Mr. Potato Head, so it was unique, original. I loved it. And, like, I don't know, those were, like, I feel like that was a good costume, different. But also, it was so funny, I keep on, like, seeing videos, like, because, okay, so everyone goes crazy on Halloween, but I keep on seeing videos where it's, like, you were in a costume, so it wasn't you, so it doesn't count.
Oh, yeah, everything's fine. The actions I did that weekend.
Everything's fine, yeah.
That was not me.
It was not me crawling around on poor houses. Because I'm so mad about the cop costume, because I would have just re-worn that one for the Darty. However...
Wasn't the Darty kind of hot out?
Yeah.
It was dusty.
But, like, the cop costume that I had didn't have any, like, sleeves, so it would have been fine. But the issue with it was that... The necklace that, like, had the sheriff thing on it, that broke. I lost the glasses. I'm pretty sure it got stained somehow, and I lost, like, the little baton.
Yeah, guys, if you're gonna, like, go out with a costume with, like, a bunch of accessories, just make sure, like, you're gonna, like, keep track of them. Yeah. Because if you're in a big crowded like group, you're gonna like lose that. So
keep your accessories accounted for.
Yeah, if you have pockets, put them in your pocket. Like,
I mean, luckily it was like cheap though. It was all. Well, yeah, it was from Amazon. Like, let's be.
But like, if someone has like a nice necklace, like make sure you're.
Yeah. Keeping track. Because I'll pick it up. I will find it, and I will.
Yeah, Zosha found so many like items and just took them home with her.
I did. I thought they were like to like people that I knew, and I was like, oh my god, I felt like such a good person. I was like, I found
your stuff. The gold necklace. I also thought that was Abby's at first.
Me too.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
It was not, sadly, but.
Yeah.
And like, I have to say, like Halloween, it was low key like fun to see everyone out. Like I like noticing or like guessing each person's costume, because some people like really like the group costumes did really well. I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like I saw the Chipettes at Poorhouse like 5 times, and they were so funny. Like they were good.
The Chipettes, yeah. I saw there was, I don't know. I think some of the funniest ones too were like what you didn't even know what they were. Like there was this literally, one guy wearing a bob. I don't know what he was supposed to be, but it was like your bob is fine, your bob is fine, and it like worked. I don't know what he was, but it still worked.
I saw people going as the Bard and Bellas.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that too.
So
that
was cute.
That was good.
But like there was 3 blind mice. Like
yes, my sister so did that cute. This year.
And low-key, I feel like I like fumbled on my costume. So like we need like another Halloween this year. So I know.
Halloween part 2 this weekend.
No, next year I'm not gonna like fumble. It's gonna be good next year, my costume.
Now we know what to expect.
Or the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
You saw that?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw, like, they ate so cool. Down. Yeah.
Eight.
Mm-hmm. Down.
But now I know, like, next year I'm already going to start planning my costumes. Because I was literally thinking, I thought of so many more good ideas afterwards. Me after too. I already did my thing. So I was like.
Also, like, I need to, like, throughout campus there was so many Halloween activities, and I feel like I just like skipped all of them. What was I doing?
I some of them seemed really fun,
like so much free candy, bro. I had no candy this Halloween
at Mango in the back for the workers. Throughout all of Halloween there was like a bucket of like candy for the workers, but I never took any because I thought it was for the like customers. But I realized that throughout all of October, that candy
was for you guys.
Yeah, so I did munch a lot on Halloween.
Are you vegan or vegetarian?
I'm vegetarian.
Do you know the video of the girl and she's like, Sour Patch Kids aren't vegetarian?
Well, no, this was like chocolate.
Okay, but do you know what I'm talking about? It's like, guess who's the fake vegetarian or vegan?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think it's because they have gelatin in it.
Just vote.
Yeah. That sucks. I love. So you can't have gummy bears either, can you?
I don't know. I don't even like gummy bears.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Gummy bears are good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone's favorite and least favorite Halloween candy. Because I'm like hungry now. So.
Oh my god, this is making me hungry. Yeah. I love me some Reese's. I actually discovered a new one this year because they did trick-or-treating on my floor in my residence hall. And it was like a Reese's with like pretzel. It had caramel on it.
Oh my god, I know what you're chocolate. Talking about.
I've never had this before, and oh my god, it's my new favorite. But I'm not really a fan of like gummies and stuff like that. I mean, I'll eat it. Like, don't get me wrong, but I'm always gonna be the girl going for the chocolate. Like,
hey Jake, yeah. What about you?
Well, definitely me too, because as a kid, like, I knew I would hit the jackpot with a house when I would just see the Reese's and the Hershey's. Like, that was like my like gold star. However, like, same thing, I never liked going for, like, the actual candy, if mm-hmm. that makes sense. Like, Starbursts are good, but it's not my favorite. I didn't really, like...
I feel the same, yeah.
...get, like, the Sour Patch Kids or the Gummy Bears. Like.
And I hate how they, like, make your mouth feel after you eat them. That makes sense.
Ooh, yeah.
It's just, like, you feel, like, yuck.
I feel like that for chocolate.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like after chocolate, I feel like I need to, like, brush my teeth.
No, that's so real, though.
Low-key... I would say my favorite's peanut butter M&M's.
Peanut butter, yeah. Not peanut M&M's.
Peanut butter M&M's. No, I like both. I like both.
Really? I can't do peanut. I can do peanut butter.
Are you allergic? Wait, no, that doesn't make sense.
No, I'm not allergic. I don't.
She can eat peanut butter.
I just don't like them as much. It's like.
Damn, I forgot.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, what's the difference between the peanut butter and the peanut?
One's an actual peanut, so it's like crunchy.
And it's like too healthy.
What?
Like, I don't want to eat, like I want
to. Were you vegetarian for, like, your whole life?
You were vegetarian mm-hmm. your yeah. whole life?
But the chili chicken crisps.
Yeah, that's
what broke
chilies,
you?
Yeah, chilies. It was literally junior year. I was a vegetarian until junior year of high school. And then one day I was like, oh, I want some of those chili crispy crispers.
As a kid, I tried to go vegan for a week. And then I remember, like, crying in my bed because I was really hungry. I was, like, really hungry, and I was, like, crying in my bed. I'm like,
oh,
I'm not
God,
doing
that's
this.
So sad. No.
Like, I've been vegetarian for years. Like, I want to say it's been, like, 6 or 7 years, but I've tried to go vegan so many times.
Vegan's
but
hard.
It's hard, though, yeah.
Because everything is, like, made out of dairy. And, like, I'd be at my friend's house, like, starving, and I'd be like, Jesus, like,
yeah,
there's
like,
nothing
where's
here.
The food? Especially here, like, at UConn. I feel like it'd be impossible. Yeah, like, obviously, they cater to, like, there's so many different diets and everything. And, like, for religious reasons. But,
you have to change your entire diet.
Yeah. And I feel like it's just, like, limited. Like, I mean, they're good with their tofu. Like, that's one thing I've always stuck with. Like, I think it's just, like, the vegetarian in my past. Like, I always listen to tofu. But, like, other than that, it's like, oh, what can you have a salad?
But they don't even, like, make the tofu that good here.
No. Like, sometimes it's really bad. Sometimes it's good.
No, literally. Like, 2 weeks ago, they had General Tso's tofu, and I was so excited.
They did?
Yeah, but I went to the dining halls, and I was so disappointed with how it tasted. I couldn't even, like, eat more than, like, 3, like, tofu pieces.
Oh, no.
So it was so bad.
Yeah, you can, like,
I'm
bring
up
your
like,
tofu.
I'm done with the dining halls. Like, I need to, but I've been, like, using my Flex Pass low-key.
Yeah.
Yeah, are we going to talk about how the lower, like, dining plan has, like, 75 flex passes, but then, like, the custom plan, which is supposed to be better, has, like, only, like, 60?
No, it's because they have points.
40. Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Points are, like, so much better. Cause, sorry, sometimes I don't want a piece of pizza. Like
points are good, especially for the cafes.
I want a burrito.
The coffee, like, oh, my God. It's, like, it's so much better. But yeah, I don't know. I'm running low.
Just vote.
Yeah.
Also, I wish Mango accepted
Flex
passes. Oh my God, they should. Can you tell them to do it for a small smoothie? Or, no, they should do it for the sandwiches, the gooeys. I still need to try one.
The gooeys are so good.
They are really good.
I need to try one still, but.
Isn't this about Halloween?
It could be anything.
Yeah, we can compose this out, but we kind of get off topic a little bit, but it's fine.
I mean, what else is there to talk about Halloween?
Oh, so that's like our Halloween tea, but are we going to talk about, I think the other big thing going on right now.
Oh, yeah, basketball.
Basketball season has started.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited for this year, especially after winning two, but it's like
I know, the
so
teams are
hard
so good, but it's,
to get tickets.
It is really hard to get tickets. Like, it was low-key. Actually, it was kind of easy to get the tickets for Sunday.
The second one. I think because they didn't advertise it as well.
But today's,
the first time.
And, like, today's is going to be sold out. Yeah. There's already people, like,
people line up at, like, 8 a.m.
Wait, for what?
The basketball games. They, like, I think it was the one on Sunday. It wasn't until, what, like, 4:30
no,
they were lining up?
The one on
or,
Sunday
I mean, 12. 12. I'm sorry. 12. People were lining up before 8.
Like, why? To be, like, the first ones in?
Maybe front row. I mean, it is fun, but also that's really early.
I feel like
that's
it doesn't
dedication.
Matter, like, where you sit.
I just like to watch it.
I'm just excited. Because, like, I went to, like, one football game. And the football game, don't get me wrong, it was fun. But, like, I think the basketball game is just going to be so much more, like, hype. The student
There's
section.
So much, yeah.
It's going to be great. And, like, that's what I miss about high school, kind of, is, like, the student sections.
Yeah. I never went to the football or the football games I went to in high school and the student section was just like the best part, and I feel like the student section here for the basketball game is equivalent to like
a football,
the hype of the hype of a student section for football. I love, because I don't like football.
Last year I was here for like the basketball game for the men's final, and it was crazy because after they won, like, I didn't know like where I was on UConn because
I wasn't
even committed here yet. But I went with my friend Taylor. Shout out to Taylor Tracy.
Yes.
And we were, like, running around the campus. People were destroying stuff. Like, I think it was by, like, Fairfield Way, which I didn't know it was Fairfield Way back then. But it was crazy. I remember at the end of the game, I was so tired because, like, not to be dramatic, but standing up for so long and just cheering is, like...
a lot.
Yeah, it takes a lot out of you. Like, even for first night, like, just standing up for all that time, I was like, when are we sitting down?
I was like, when can we sit? My legs hurt.
Bro, I wish I went for first night. That sounds so fun.
It was fun.
It wasn't.
It sold out fast, too, though.
No, I got a ticket, but I just... that's because I went... that's when I went away.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for Sunday.
I got a ticket for Sunday, like... and I think I was with you, Zosha.
Mm-hmm.
I got it like an hour after.
Yeah, I was surprised.
And went out.
Oh, wait, yeah. I don't know. They play USF, I think.
Yeah.
What even? University of South
Florida.
What is the USF? We only know UConn.
They're canceled. Mm-hmm. Why?
No. But, yeah, so like tips, I would just say. They, like, send you emails, like, on Outlook saying, like, when the tickets come out. So, mm-hmm. literally, just, like, look out for that.
Keep an eye on the email, because I didn't the first time.
Yeah, and that's then, how I, like, didn't get the first one.
And I looked, like, right after 10, but I still didn't get them, because I guess, like, people were waiting in, like, the queue for a while.
Yeah.
Because once you get in, you can, like, I've heard people say it's, like, a smart to, like, if one person gets into the queue, or they get in to the main part to get the tickets, you can just, like, have other people log in on that same device.
Yeah.
And you guys can all get tickets.
Little
so
life hack.
So we don't have to always wait, yeah.
Life hack for the listeners.
Tickets mm-hmm. for, like, last year were so hard to get, especially for the finals, because since I wasn't a student, like, I obviously couldn't do, like, the student claim yet, but mm-hmm. I had my manager at my, like, restaurant job that I was working at, and, like, she, like, tapped on, like, to get into, like, the queue as soon as it came out, and she didn't get a ticket, and I was only able to go because, like, her roommate got a ticket and didn't go.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard to get basketball tickets because everybody wants to go. But it's not even, like, really about basketball. I feel like it's more about the experience and going with your friends.
Yeah. If that
makes sense. Definitely, yeah, but, like, it's also, like, they're you know they're going to win.
You know they're going to be good. It's, like, reliable. It's so fun. And
Page back
you can dress up, you can take cute pictures, like,
turn it up.
Like, I know.
Give us those pictures.
Yeah, but.
So, just look out. Also, like, you don't even have to go to basketball. Like, winter's such a good, like, time in UConn. There's hockey.
Oh, yes, the hockey.
Yeah.
Hockey's, like, really big here.
Wait, do we even have a stadium for that?
Like, yeah.
Yes, oh my god, where it's really it? Nice.
It's by the soccer field.
Wait.
The new one.
By Worth?
Kind of.
It's
next to the soccer field and the softball field.
Not the one you're thinking of.
The old, it's where the volleyball field is now.
Volleyball field.
Or the volleyball courts are. Yeah, it's really, really nice in there. Like, they did a good job.
Oh, wait, is it by, like, Charter Oak, kind of?
Like, a little bit.
Oh,
it's on John Calhoun Way.
Not Buzzbee, it's the opposite way.
Oh, wait, I know. Road, okay.
Yeah.
It's like by kind of by the south parking garage. Like, if you're going to keep walking up the south.
Okay, so definitely not by Charter.
But yeah, just like try to get out, guys, and go to some games.
They're fun, entertaining. Go with your friends. And
like, I feel like since Halloween is over, this is like not in like a sad way, but like the only hype now is kind of like basketball.
Yeah, because I feel like there's so much, I feel like there's so much leading up to, like, Halloween. Like, I was so hyped, and it's just, like, over. But
yeah.
Now there's more stuff to look forward to, basketball and stuff, and
then
Thanksgiving break.
Oh, yeah.
And then we come back for, like, a week, finals, literally, struggle. And then we have Christmas break, though.
I know, I am really excited.
Because this went by so fast, like, honestly.
But I feel like we haven't gotten a break in so long. Like,
I know.
Because other schools have fall breaks. We don't.
No, but we get a long
I'm completely fine with a long Christmas break or winter break.
Yeah.
But, like, in high school, it would be like, oh, yeah, we get Monday off because the teachers have professional development. Oh, we get a half day.
Yeah, I miss that.
Bro, I bring back half days to college.
No, literally, can we please? Because that was nice.
Do we even get, like, snow days here?
I think if it's bad.
If it's, like, really, if we can't, like, walk.
But, like, they don't like to do that, really, because it's, like, I don't know.
It's more about, like, if the teachers can drive to class.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I know... Sorry.
I was just going to say, can't they also just, like, post, like, discussion
posts? Yeah, lots of it's online anyways, so...
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessary to go to class, really.
No. But I think it is a lot because of teachers, because I know at least a lot of my teachers are from not from around here. I think a lot of the UConn teachers either live like super close or they
like
live
super
in a,
far.
Or super far. Yeah. Like almost in like another, like doesn't your teacher live in like another state, like that,
yeah,
or Rhode Island or something like that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my math teacher, for privacy reasons, she lives in, I think, Coventry, Rhode Island. So it's like an hour drive, like every day, if that is like true.
My friend back home, his dad is actually a teacher, not a professor, but he has to drive like an hour every day to get to class.
Yeah, that's a lot, but we'll see. I also just don't think, we'll see with the weather's here, because obviously,
global warming.
It's, yeah, it's, I mean, warm. What is it, November 6th, and it's 75 degrees out today, so maybe we won't even have that much snow this summer, or
don't
this winter.
Say that. Don't claim that.
But we'll see. I just hope a little.
I don't claim that energy.
No. Hopefully a little bit. I want to go sledding.
Me too.
Sledding at Horseborn Hill.
But that sounds so fun.
Do any of us even have a sled?
We'll get a sled.
I don't even have snow pants.
We'll figure something out.
Did you guys, as a kid, ever like try to go snowing and sometimes like...
Go snowing?
sledding.
Yeah.
And like you would put your like little sled on the snow and then you sit in it. Instead of like sliding down, you just like... sunk.
yeah
it was the first round though. That would be that someone had to go and make the path, and then after that it would be good.
The snow were like, I feel like the snow back home was never like the compact snow. It was more of like the soft snow,
fluffy.
That like fake snow, like it doesn't like, it's not good sledding snow.
Yeah.
But also like snow pictures, like,
oh yeah,
right,
what
snow pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like snow is only like really pretty for the first day.
It's only pretty at first.
It's pretty, and then you dread getting up.
And then it gets, like, dirty, and it starts to just, like, kind of slush, and then it's, like, freezes over again, and then you're, like,
oh my God,
falling everywhere.
Can we
you
talk
go.
About why it's getting dark at, like, 4 p.m.? Like, why? That's just ruining my
it's
mood,
making
I
me
feel
so
like.
Tired.
Making me tired.
It's
sad.
It's making me really tired.
And also, like, I feel like I also, like, get up earlier now, in a way.
Mm-hmm. I have been. Yeah.
All right. So I think our topics have been discussed today.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. That's our debrief for this week, episode 2.
We will definitely be back in the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Probably talking about like finals or something.
Yeah, by that time. And we also, I don't know, throw back to our little intro. We kind of talked about how we were gonna post, link to out if you had like topics or stuff we want to bring up, and that will be posted with
our
it will be like a Google form
on the website, like in mm-hmm. the description of the episode we'll include the Google form if you guys want to be guests or have any topics that want to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think that's it for this week. So
thank you, Jake, for being
yes,
on with
thank
us
you for
today.
Guys.
Yes,
really
our first official guest.
Yes, I enjoyed my time here on Husky Happenings.
Yes. We love to hear it.
All right.
Okay, signing off, baddies.
See you guys.
See you next week.
You just listened to Husky Happenings on WHUS Stores.